and how good it's been right now for your group.
Yeah, it feels good. We've had a good couple last games. We had a little bit of a lapse tonight, but we got it done still, so it feels good.
What about the key here in these three games against Vancouver? Obviously, you got more talent and things like that, but you can't take teams for granted. Overall, as you take a look at, you know, in this win streak of five, three of them against Vancouver, what's sort of clicking in your mind for this whole group?
Yeah, I don't think we got to worry about the other team too much. I think we just got to worry about our game because when we play our game, we play good and nobody can compete with us. So we just got to stick to our game and grind it out.
You've played so many good games here since you've been acquired by this hockey team, and to see two go in, boy, that must – was it a bit of a weight off their shoulders? Because it really has felt like you've had a lot of luck so far since you've been here.
Yeah, it's been awesome. My line mates, Foz and Lash, have been great. It's a good group. I feel like I fit in easy. The guys have been great to welcome me here and stuff, so it's been good.
All right, let's as the fans are driving home and they're listening at home, they're getting to know you a little bit. So give us a little bit about your background. You've got a lot of WHL experience. You were with Wenatchee. Tell us about how excited you were about when you came from a last-place team to a first-place team, or a team at that point that was challenging for first place and in the mix. So tell us a little, give us some background about yourself, a lot of WHL, then with Wenatchee, and then being told that you're coming to Prince George to finish your WHL career.
Yeah, well, I started in Edmonton, and then I headed to Wenatchee for a couple of years, and then I got the call that I was heading to PG this year at the deadline, and I couldn't be more happy and grateful to be here. It's an unreal organization, unreal staff, unreal people. I'm super happy.
I was going to ask, so you started with Edmonton, you won a championship with the Oilers Kings with former Cougar and very well-loved Jackson Weave, and maybe take me through your time in Edmonton. It had to be cool. I guess a cup of coffee in the Western Hockey League, and got to host Ed Chenault at that. That must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, I was blessed to be a part of that team. That was a pretty special team that we got to get it done that year. Weber, I love that guy. He was a beauty, and that was an experience for sure.
You know, we're in January, and we know that we're well past the midway part, about two-thirds of the way into the season, which means there's not a lot of WHL hockey left in your career. Just tell us about that thought process. Does that sort of hit you a little bit that, you know, you've been in the league for a long time, realizing that, you know, this is a great opportunity in Prince George and realizing that it's limited in terms of how much time is left?
Yeah, you know, it's something I think about for sure. It's coming down to the end, but I wouldn't choose to be anywhere else to finish off my career. This has been amazing so far, so I'm super excited to finish off here.
You mentioned your line with Jet LeJoine, Aiden Foster. I know Mark has been, singing your guys' praises over, especially in this win streak. It seems like you have every tool. It seems like you have scoring, you have finish, you have physicality. Like, it seems like it checks off a lot of boxes. It must be fun to play with those two.
Yeah, for sure. Two, three big guys, and we like to get going out there. It's been a lot of fun.
And you got experienced coaches, and that obviously has to help a player when you come into a new situation, realizing that, you know, with the coaching staff, there's a lot of experience that goes there. They've been through the grind, and that has to help a player coming into the situation.
Yeah, for sure. All our staff and coaches are amazing. They've all got really good experience, and you can learn something new from them every day. They're so professional, and it's been good.
Okay, last one for me, Dawson. I believe you have family in attendance tonight, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so do you have anyone else back in Medicine Hat that you'd like to say a quick hello to?
I'd like to say hi to my grandma and grandpa and my nana and papa and my dog, Shelby, at home.
There you go. Love it.
The dog will bark one for that one.
Yeah, there you go. Dawson Seitz, congrats on a great performance tonight. Two goals, your first two as a Cougar, and the first of many. And best of luck next weekend.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
Dawson Seitz, your first star in the post-game show here tonight. Appreciate his time as always. All right, Hartley. Let's